From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Well, today's program is made possible in part by a longtime sponsor of On the Farm Radio, and we appreciate their support, FeedWorks USA. They provide specialty feed ingredients for the livestock industry. More information at FeedWorksUSA.com.
If a hurricane hits, have what you need to weather the storm. Now is the time to put together a disaster supplies kit. For a list of items to include, visit redcross.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at rural and agricultural news all around the eastern United States, Michigan has selected 11 farm businesses from 5 farmers markets to participate in the inaugural Farmers to Markets program. Officials say the effort hopes to strengthen local food sales and expand consumer access to Michigan-grown products. The University of Georgia College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences recently published its 5th annual Almanac. The digital publication features innovations in Georgia agriculture, plus stories on urban agriculture, crop genomics, and environmental issues. Penn State's Ag Progress Days is attracting thousands of visitors this week. That event takes place at Pennsylvania Furnace and concludes on Thursday. And the State Fair of West Virginia is also going on this week. Numerous agricultural exhibits and activities are on display. The State Fair of West Virginia concludes on Saturday, August 22nd.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Our pearl of wisdom today comes from longtime listener Linda Harper in Harrisonburg, Virginia, who says, and this is an oldie, but a goodie, and it's still just as true as it ever was. The journey of many a mile begins with a single step. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.